First, though, let's bring in Congressman John Yarmuth. He joins us today here at home. Hey, John.
Hey, Terry.
I know you were excited about the golf over the weekend. Let's get that out of the way. That Justin Thomas bringing another title, that's a big deal for us.
It's a wonderful thing for us, and you know it'll make 2024 that much more exciting when the PGA is at Valhalla. And you know it's so great to see the son of and grandson of PGA professionals win the tournament that's run by the PGA Club Pros and not the tour. And it was just wonderful. I mean, I felt sorry for Mito Pereira, who looked like he had the tournament in his hands, but he has quite a career, I think, ahead of him. And it was great for JT. He's been trying to validate that first major win, and now he's done it.
Exactly right. That's the way I feel about that. Until you win the second one, people look at you and sort of cast a wary eye upon you.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who won one, and then, you know, take somebody like Mark Brooks, who won the first PGA at Valhalla, and never won another one, and that's, I'm sure he would have liked to, but, you know, it makes a difference when you win more than one.
Indeed, as long as we're on sports, too, Milt Wagner comes home to U of L. I know you're happy to see all that come back together.
Absolutely. I mean, it's sure turning into a family affair, and that's wonderful because it's the Cardinal family that's being kind of reunited.
I think I
hate to focus too much on recruits because that that you can go crazy thinking about that, but obviously Milt's grandson is the first or second or third best player in the country by the ratings, and this gives us an awful good chance to get him, I would think.
Indeed. All right, let's jump to politics here locally. What'd you take away from the primaries in Kentucky in terms of momentum for, say, Charles Booker or the guy that you have said you will favor as your replacement, Morgan McGarvey?
Well, I think Morgan made a very strong showing, and I think that bodes well for him. I read Joe Gertz's column in the Courier today that I think I agree with, that this has become a very strong Democratic community, and so I think Morgan has a great chance to be elected, and I think he'll be a great congressman. And as for Charles, I mean, Charles is going to have an uphill battle, there's no question, but and he didn't have really any competition in the primary, but if anything will get the vote out in areas that where we need to get the vote out, it's Charles Booker. I think he'll generate a lot of enthusiasm in Louisville and some other parts of the state. And you know, lightning can strike. Rand Paul is not the most popular politician in the country by any stretch, and he's, I think, embarrassed Kentucky on a number of occasions, holding up aid for Ukraine by himself. Demonstrating himself to be way out of the mainstream of political the political spectrum right now. So it'll be an interesting campaign. Again, I think Charles showed that he can generate a lot of enthusiasm, and we'll see how that carries out into the fall.
Charles was on with me the day after the election, and we discussed this. And you know, I like numbers, and so I pointed out to him, you know, how many the aggregate numbers on the Democrat side, and that's a statewide vote in the primaries, versus the numbers that were generated on the Republican side. And if Charles had all of the Democrats, he still would need another 100,000 more than the people who voted for Rand Paul himself.
Well, yeah, you know, the primary vote can be a little misleading, the total number of votes, because you don't know. For instance, you look at Northern Kentucky, and there were some very highly contested state Senate seats there, where three committee chairs from the state Senate were defeated in the primary, Republican primary. So a lot of that turnout may have been because of down ballot races. State legislative races and others. So it's just kind of hard to read anything into total turnout when you have so many races being run. But clearly, you know, this is predominantly a Republican state right now, and if Republicans vote Republican, then Democrats going to have a hard time statewide.
I'd say so. We're speaking with Congressman John Yarmuth. Let's talk about Georgia since they're voting today. You know, that Marjorie Taylor Greene, your colleague, she's in Congress, so technically she's your colleague. She said that my Catholic church is controlled by Satan. A lot of people are looking at Georgia today to see, you know, 2 years ago, the Democrats flipped Georgia, as you recall, you know, even with Trump saying vote for these senators, it didn't work out. And so, you know what happened? They flipped it. And now it looks like it's going to be strongly back in Republican hands. Are you still seeing headwinds for Democrats coming up on November because of inflation or other issues?
Well, sure. I mean, that's what I guess conventional wisdom is. There was just a national poll out the other day that showed gave Democrats a 5-point generic lead. That's if you ask voters, do you intend to vote for a Democrat or Republican for a seat in Congress? It was a 5-point generic Democratic lead, which flipped some prior polls pretty dramatically. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, in Georgia, again, Stacey Abrams, who will be the Democratic nominee for governor against it'll be Brian Kemp, the incumbent, is going to win the primary. That was a 1-point race 4 years ago. And she's figured out how to get voters to the polls. Ralph Warnock is, I think, a very popular Senate candidate. Herschel Walker will be the nominee facing him, the former All-American football player. But he's got tons of baggage. And, I'm not so sure that, you know, Georgia's a state that has been at least turning purple. And it went for Joe Biden, went for the two Democratic senators. And I'm not ready to give that up. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she could very well lose her primary today. And, I mean, if Republicans have any sense, they would vote her out because she's not just a disgrace to Republicans, she's a disgrace to the country. A woman who she's basically, I'm not afraid to say it, she is totally insane, and she is only there to get attention. For her, politics is performance art. It's not about governing. And she needs to go away.
Wow. But I need her to help me pick a new church. She told me Satan's controlling. All right, John, I also want to get your take on this.
And by the way, I just want to throw this out here just for, and this is totally factual. If you look on the House floor virtually any day, you look over the Republican side, and Thomas Massey and Marjorie Taylor Greene are sitting together. And there have been votes within the last few weeks where votes were like 412-2. And the only two, that obviously they were non-controversial, the only two voting against him were Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massey. So we've got somebody here in Kentucky who's proving to be an embarrassment as well. And I always liked Thomas Massey. I thought he was an interesting, fun guy. But he is now a laughingstock in the Congress. And the people in the 4th District who are well within this listening area need to think very long and hard about sending him back.
I appreciate that. I just want to get your take on, because a lot of Democrats are really upset about what David Perdue, the former Georgia senator, said about Stacey Abrams. Here's the clip.
Right now, who are failing us. She has lied to the people of Georgia. She said just this weekend, you know, it's the worst state in the country in which to live. She's not from here. My inclination is saying, well, look, you don't like it, go back to where you came from.
You take any offense at what he said?
Not at what she did, what was in that clip. Now, he did also say during that appearance that she was a disgrace to her race. And I do take offense at that. And I'm sure that the black voters in Georgia will turn out in droves to vote for her, and probably now even more enthusiastically after he said that.
Wowzers. No, that clip didn't pop up on my screen, but I saw this and I was like, well, that's, he's stepping into it anyway.
Yeah.
Congressman, it is a brutal sport, this game of politics, that's for sure.
It is. It is. I'm not really upset about getting out of it.
I appreciate your time, as always. Thanks so much.
All right, Terry. Thank you.
Kentucky Congressman John Yarmuth back in a minute on News Radio 840 WHAS.